This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The bioscience industry tends to play second fiddle to the electronics and industrial sectors in Japan. This is, however, changing as Japan ages. We speak with Professor Hiroshi Nakamura at Keio University. What is your government's vision for the bioscience sector?
The pharmaceutical industry is one of the biggest taxpayers in Japan. So the importance of the pharmaceutical industry increasing right now. The main vision for the Japanese company in this field is to promote development of innovative drug. That is the main focus for the Japanese government.
Innovation is the main focus. What sort of incentives can companies expect?
Higher prices for new drug. But that is a big burden for the Japanese system, insurance system. Then we have to think about the alternative way. So that is like a balance between higher incentive for innovative drugs and the lower prices like generics. So that is, we have both two approaches taken right now in Japan.
Is there scope for collaboration between Japan and ASEAN countries when it comes to bioscience?
Pharmaceutical company invest a lot of the money into Singapore. That kind of the collaboration in Singapore in terms of development of biosciences.
Say for Malaysia or Indonesia, is there any scope for collaboration?
The medical device, yes. We try to develop innovative medical devices. But the cost of the production in Japan is very high. So that means the Japanese company try to produce very innovative medical devices in ASEAN countries because the important point is education. If you compare to the other countries, the education level in ASEAN countries is very high, and they are very skillful with hands and eyes, very good compared to the Japanese people. So that's why many Japanese medical device companies select ASEAN country as the site of production. So the innovation in Japan and very good production site is in the ASEAN country. So that kind of combination is very helpful for the Japanese company to produce innovative devices at lower cost. So that is maybe a good example for collaboration between Japan and the ASEAN countries.
What about ASEAN companies investing in Japan? Is the industry generally quite open for foreign investments?
From the viewpoint of the Japanese government, I have to say yes, but it's a lot of difficulties. Like, English capability is not enough. That also it's very difficult for the foreign companies to understand Japanese. That also, Japan is kind of closed society. So like the mutual understanding and the long-term relationship, that is very important for the company to promote the business with a Japanese company. So that is very big hurdle for the foreign company, not only for the Asian ASEAN country, but also as a US or a European company too.
So what are some organizations doing about this management practices changed, for example?
You are from Malaysia. I think, you know, we have a lot of common. That kind of teamwork. Emotionally, we have learned a lot. But the problem is, you know, we are like a homogeneous people in Japan. But I think the diversity in the ASEAN countries is much, much bigger than the diversity we have. But if we can understand the similarities and differences, then we can move forward.
So there are a few countries that are competing to be a leader in the bioscience sector. There's Singapore, obviously, and there's Japan, and there's US. In some respects, at least in Asia, some of the countries will be competing for foreign investments. In your opinion, apart from having good universities, having good research, and the government throwing a lot of money incentives. What else do you think is important to create a vibrant industry? And I think what lessons Malaysians could learn from this?
From the viewpoint of the Japanese experience, you know, we have a very good science, you know, basic research. Also, we have a very good companies. But transition between the research and the development, that was a very weak point in Japan. So we set up a new organization, and that is concentrate on that kind of help and the promotion to shrink the differences, or you know, the gap that between the research and development. So that is a very important issue. So maybe if the Malaysia has a similar program, you know, the gap between the basic research and the development, that is an area I think that the Malaysian government should focus on. I visited the Malaysian Institution of Technology that is in the Kuala Lumpur. I'm very surprised at the level of the research. So I believe the basic research at the university level is a very good one.
So Japan has produced Nobel Prize winners. What do you think is in the education system or in the environment that has to foster that kind of innovation?
Surprisingly, if you know the name of Tokyo University, that's the number one the university in Japan. But there is no Nobel winner from that university. So that means we need like eccentric people. Just follow the front runner. That is not good. So we have to educate such a unique, maybe I have to say strange, the researchers. And they have to have promote by themselves. The Japanese companies has a very strong connection with universities. So they thought that relationship had been perfect. So we can get a lot of information from universities. But one company or two companies try to collect information from other university that is not so famous. But surprisingly, that this company find very, very interesting researchers and interesting topic in that no good or not famous university. But that is also applied to not only in the Japan, but also the outside the Japan, also the Asian, you know, country, maybe the your country too. So we have to explore that kind of opportunities. And so then we have a good communication with, you know, the people or researchers in the Malaysia. And the problem for us that is the English. So the English communication is much very important for us.
Thanks so much for speaking with us, Professor Dr. Hiroshi Nakamura at Keio University in Japan. I'm Noel Lim on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.